This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, one of my next guests, he's been with us before on another company, but he is the founder and CEO of this Cal Nano. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CNO. My guest today is David Grant. He is the founder and CEO of that company. David, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Everett. Thanks for having us.
I saw that you guys did a press release on this new company. So give my listeners a little bit of update how it got separated from OmniLight Industries into its own little niche, if you will.
Everett, about 10 years ago, maybe a bit longer, OmniLight recognized that its interest in composites could be dwarfed by the future of nanocomposites. So we started California Nanotechnologies in about 2005 and spun it off in 2007 as a separate public entity trading on the TSX Venture as CNO. Cal Nano is the common moniker.
Absolutely. What catalyst do you see the growth for this in 2017? You know, before with your other companies, you were working with military, aerospace, automotive, even Nike and some of the biggest Fortune 500 companies in the world. And so what is your vision for Cal Nano?
Well, interestingly enough, Cal Nano is following the same path and is working with some of the largest companies in the world. On yesterday, we announced an update on a project with a large tier one semiconductor design and fabrication company here in the U.S. So these companies are large. They include Boeing, the U.S. military, and others. So similar format to OmniLight. The interesting thing with Cal Nano is, of course, the technologies are unique. And so what the chip semiconductor fabricator is focusing on is something called spark plasma sintering, and we're developing a unique product for them through that process.
What is that exactly?
Spark plasma sintering is the consolidation of a nano powder that occurs very quickly over a period of minutes versus typically hours. And in that process, you preserve the nanocrystalline structure of the material, which leads to the increased strength, increased conductivity, whatever element you're looking to preserve in the product.
Now, this California Nanotechnology Report recorded revenues for the nine months revenues. You guys were up 41%. I think you did $465,000. In the third quarter, you guys did $262,000. That was up 82%. Do you foresee any additional long-term contracts in the company's future here?
We do. One of the things we did note in the press release is that as we move forward into sustainability and production, we have committed to purchasing a very large SPS, probably one of the largest in the world. So this is going to allow us to not only satisfy our current customers, but satisfy other customers that we're working with. So we believe there is a long-term and unexplored market with this equipment.
Are you guys based out of California?
We are.
Okay.
Yeah, Cal Nano shares the same facility as OmniLight.
Can you give my listeners a little bit of your metrics of what's the float, what's the market cap, and what your stock's trading at?
Right. The company has a little over 31 million shares issued and outstanding. Of that, probably, 30% or so are held by insiders and directors. So about 70% of that is in the float. So that would be, 20 million shares plus. So that's a healthy capital structure, we believe. And today the stock was up to a new high for the year of 10 cents Canadian, an increase of 4 or 5% today.
My guest today is David Grant. He is the CEO and founder of Cal Nano. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CNO. You know, what I was going to ask you, Dave, I know that it's on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Do you plan on moving that over to the OTC market?
We do. We issued yesterday, we say we've made an application to trade on the OTC QB market.
And what's the time frame on that, if you could give us a ballpark?
Yeah, typically they don't let you, know the refined details, but my guess would be a couple of months.
Your company that you have there, the Cal Nano, what drives the company's attractive financial metrics? Where do we go from here? I think you said you founded the company approximately 10 years ago. It took us 10 years to get to where we're going now. Are we in the beginning of our hyper growth? Can you give my listeners a little bit of update where we go here financially, the financial metrics?
Well, certainly we're pleased with the growth so far this year, with 41% increase in revenue for the 9 months and 82% for the last 3 months, which ended in November. It's important to note we're a February year end in this company, so we're actually calling this our 2017 year end. But nonetheless, I think the future is quite bright for these companies. The development is extremely expensive, much more so than in Omulite's case, which was expensive as it was. But these developments are much more expensive, the equipment much more expensive, and the skill sets need to be developed because it's basically all new technology. So it does take longer. We're in the 10th year of being a public company. We believe that the runway in front of us is significant, and we see several customers wanting to use this larger equipment we just announced the procurement of.
My guest today is David Grant. He is the CEO and founder of Cal Nano. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CNO. In closing here, David, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I think that's about it. I guess the last thing would be that, the company is generating increasing amounts of cash, which is always a good sign. In the third quarter, I think we said we had cash flow generated from operating activities of around 23,000 US, up from 13,000 in the last period. So that's the last, the third quarter period. Anyway, so we see that as a definite sign of sustainability.
My listeners should check out the company Cal Nano. They trade on the TXV under the ticker symbol CNO. David, I want to thank you for coming back on the show and talking about your company Cal Nano. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I want to check back with you in about 30 or 40 days and see how things are going.
Okay, Everett, it's always a pleasure to be here.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.